5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. NBA playoff basketball in the Bay Area.
Hands off to Harden. He's going to blast to the rim. Goes up. Pinned by Bogut.
The Golden State Warriors got big contributions tonight from center Andrew Bogut. 14 points, five block shots like that on Houston Rockets star James Harden. W's come away with a 99-98 win to go up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NBA MVP Steph Curry dropped in 33 points and sounded emotionally spent on sister station KNBR moments ago.
You got to make those kind of in-the-moment decisions. If you see a lane, attack. If you don't, you see two people coming at you, make the right play. We got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball as a team, including myself. So that's what we got to focus on going to Houston.
Game 3 is Saturday in Houston.
After you go through a 6.0 and your house starts to shake even just the littlest bit, you start to get a little bit nervous.
An earthquake tonight in the North Bay. That is KGO 810 morning anchor Jennifer Jones-Lee talking about the 4.1 earthquake that hit near Yountville in the wine country tonight. Jennifer, like a lot of people in the North Bay, she lives in American Canyon off of Interstate 80, more than nervous after that big 6.0 Napa earthquake that hit last August.
I was just in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, the whole house started to shake, and I just noticed that the mirror in my bedroom started to kind of wiggle on the wall, and it wiggled for a few minutes. I mean, the whole thing couldn't have lasted maybe 2-3 seconds at the most.
Again, that earthquake registered 4.1. It was centered near Yountville in the wine country. And now the growing impact of that oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
There have been a number of dead animals recovered, lobsters, kelp bass, and other marine invertebrates.
More than 8,000 gallons of oily water has been collected, but that's still less than half of the 21,000 gallons officials now believe actually made its way into the Pacific. Correspondent Jim Roop reports.
18 vessels are out in the water, raking, skimming, and sucking the oil out of the ocean. Another 300 people in hazmat suits are scooping up crude-covered sand, kelp, and rocks on the beach.
Here in the Bay Area, that oil spill is setting off bells and whistles. There is a large network of oil pipelines here, with hot spots in Richmond and Martinez, where oil refineries are often in full production. KGO 810's Paul Rogers takes a look at the possibilities.
Stacy Geist is an attorney for Earth Justice. She's also worried about oil traveling on water.
That's the huge amount of traffic we get from cargo ships and tankers that come in and out of our bay, all of which can have incidents, as we saw in the Costco Busan case.
A case she helped prosecute where the ship hit the bay bridge, spilling oil.
It was only about 55,000 gallons of oil, but the impact to the San Francisco Bay was so great because it is so ecologically sensitive.
Geist feels there needs to be more maritime monitoring.
And that's one of the reasons why we want to have more protections on the cargo ships, you know, better hulls, better protections at the marine terminals.
New threats tonight against police in Waco, Texas, 4 days after that deadly shootout between rival motorcycle gangs. Justice correspondent Evan Perez calls this new threat disturbing.
According to this bulletin, these gang members are out for blood, and they're specifically targeting law enforcement because they believe their quote-unquote brothers were targeted by law enforcement.
And the threats get pretty specific, he says, naming cities where cops could be in danger, including Austin, Houston, and Dallas. Entertainer Flavor Flav is in trouble tonight. The Nevada Highway Patrol pulling over the 56-year-old rapper in Las Vegas this morning, going 73 in a 43-mile-an-hour zone. He was later arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, and driving on a suspended license. Tonight, he is free on $7,000 bail. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 904.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Come to Shane Company for the perfect gift of jewelry for your anniversary. Her gift will be unique and also an exceptional value when you buy from Shane Company.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again to check traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll get the worst of it out of the way first. In San Francisco, traffic is still at a near stop from 280 on northbound 101 up to eastbound 80. And eastbound 80, well, it's still crawling from 101 to Fremont. You've got minor slowdowns on the lower deck, but past Treasure Island, you're good to go. No issues at all on the westbound side. Now in Vallejo, some good news. Eastbound 80, just beyond the Carquinez Bridge, had an accident there. They're clearing that now. Traffic's only stop and go just as you approach the accident, but all clear across the bridge. 92 eastbound, construction on the San Mateo Bridge is causing minor slowdowns across most of the span. San Leandro, westbound 580 on the Estadio Avenue off-ramp, there is a stalled car on the right shoulder. The main problem is that it's partially blocking the slow lane, so please keep an eye out for that. And in Livermore, westbound 580, about 2 miles past Greenville Road, you've got a huge piece of tire tread in the center lane. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants sweep the Dodgers today. The third game in a row, they shut them out. Final score 4-0. A's lose to Tampa Bay 9-0. And as we just mentioned, Golden State Warriors 99, Houston Rockets 98. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Overcast, cool, even wet. That's what's on tap for at least one more day. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Make sure you grab a jacket or a sweater and then allow that extra time. Your morning drive could be slow going due to slick spots for the afternoon. Keeping the cloud cover around, we'll call it cooler than average again for your Friday. Upper 50s to low 70s. Partly cloudy Saturday, upper 50s to mid 70s. Sunday, if you do have outdoor plans, we'll go in with low 60s to upper 70s.
And about the same on Memorial Day. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 54 degrees in Napa. It's 56 in Walnut Creek. 58 in Fairfield, 59 in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 58 San Mateo, 58 San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And the late night, late show wrap up is underway. Ladies and gentlemen, our long national nightmare is over.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
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 Our long national nightmare is over. Letterman is retiring.
You're just kidding, right?
That's Dave opening his show last night with all the former presidents. We had Ford in there, HW, Clinton, Bush, and finally Obama. Our long national nightmare
funny.
Is over. Yeah, and Dave said goodbye for the last time.
The only thing I have left to do for the last time on a television program, thank you and good night.
Foo Fighters playing him out.
That really makes me well up.
Yeah. And if you're a fan like I am, and, you know, it's back to the beginning of my career and just out of high school and Dave, you know, doing 7 to midnight on the radio and getting off at 12:30 and watching Dave, that's just what you did. So there's definitely a sense of loss there. But, you know, good for Dave. But I, honest to God, listening to that, and when I heard him say, this is the last time that you will see me on television, I thought, you know what? Dave's serious.
Oh, as a that. Heart attack.
Yeah. Even though he already had one.
Right.
Yes.
Sawyer interview.
I don't see
in-depth
that happening.
This, that, or the other thing.
He's got the agoraphobia thing going on.
Do you think when he said that, you know, goodnight for the last time thing, like that he just ran off stage through the curtains and started sobbing?
No. There was a big after party.
But for that, you have to have like 1 minute alone to like sob and then gather yourself and go to the party.
The documentary Bat Kid Begins follows the journey of 5-year-old leukemia patient Miles Scott, who thanks to Make-A-Wish
got to live out his dream of...
I don't know what that is.
It's the Bat Kid trailer story.
Oh, that
Bat
Kid
movie's coming out. Yeah. Oh, God. It's going to be so great.
Well, what a great way to segue into that. Yeah, we all heard the story of the Bat Kid. That was...
lived it.
Yeah. No. So that was the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who set up the entire town. The kid wanted to be Batman for a day.
Oh.
And the whole town got in on it. And this
was a real
thing.
That wasn't even
their
intent. I mean, this took on a life of its own.
Within social media, completely blew up. And, you know, the mayor got involved and the city got involved and the firefighters and the police department and the citizens.
Chronicle ran a special paper with a headline.
Right.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
God.
So now they're making it into a movie.
It's a documentary, yeah.
Yeah, that's really great. Speaking of documentaries, coming up, we'll talk about Willie Nelson and his documentary about one of his roadies who's now 90 years old.
What?
Yeah.
That's cray.
Yeah,
and the guy still works?
And he still works. He still works.
Wow.
He still works for Willie. Let me see here. It's called King of the Roadies. Willie Nelson is narrating this documentary called King of the Roadies about his 90-year-old roadie, Ben Dorsey. The guy toured with Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline.
Oh, my
and
God.
Once was a gardener and chauffeur to John Wayne.
Good Lord.
In 2009, I didn't even know this existed, he became the first inductee, well, I guess because of him, he became the first inductee into the Roadie Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Willie's youngest daughter and grandnephew are directing it. And there is a Kickstarter campaign, and here's, I guess...
To get the movie out there?
I'm the only roadie that's been on the road 50 years. You got to work your ass off to get where I'm at today.
I do not remember meeting Ben, but it seems like he was always there.
Ben Dorsey was the band boy, or the roadie. He was, I guess, the first roadie ever.
The people off stage, behind the scenes, are just as important as the musicians themselves. To have lived that much musical history and been right in the thick of things the way he was.
It's no accident that Ben has been with big stars.
John Wayne.
Johnny Cash.
Sinatra.
Chris Christopherson. Patsy Cline.
It's a Hall of Fame in itself.
Wow, that's a storied career and a fantastic one. I love it. All right, so everybody wants to know about Brad. Let's talk about Brad.
Oh, my God.
So, look, this is tabloid trash, so you can think about this whatever you want. I'll distort, you decide.
Or it's true, they often break stories first.
If Brad Pitt was bisexual, that could be exciting for some guys. That could be trexciting for some guys out there. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything, since he's still with Angelina Jolie, right? Well, not necessarily.
Lots of people have understandings.
A so-called, look at that, quote fingers, reliable sources tell Star Magazine, quote, their relationship has been long built on the understanding that Brad is allowed to discreetly stray with other men.
Maybe that's why it didn't work out with Jennifer, oh my God, I can't think of her name. Aniston.
Yeah. The source said, quote, I don't want to define Brad's sexuality, but whatever it is, he's into guys. And by the way, he's picky too. Supposedly, he's been known to order a male escort, look him up and down, and if he's not interested, he'll pay him and ask him to leave.
You get paid to leave.
Hey, so, I mean, could this work for you in a relationship? 808-0810. I mean, you know, I think that you would know that coming in. Look, sexuality is such a personal thing, and it doesn't need to be everybody else's business. So there could very well be. I mean, there are rumors about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And
I pulled that article, God, I think it was when we first started working together, about lavender
trash.
Marriages.
Yeah, lavender marriages, yes.
And there were a whole bunch of them, not just Katie Holmes and, I can't think of anybody's name tonight, Tom Cruise.
Not Tom. Oh.
Yeah, well, that was probably the most obvious lavender marriage.
What, do you think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
You don't think Tom Cruise is gay?
Drex looks like he's
never thought of this before.
Okay. Well, I'll have to think about it. Maybe.
But yeah, lavender marriages being where someone's sort of a beard. Of course, this is a little bit different if he's saying he's bisexual, but, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
No, but I think that there's a lot of relationships like this. And you know, as long as the other half knows, then if there's an understanding, it can work. Lavender marriages. Oh, you just happen to have it.
Look at that. It was a really interesting article, and I think there's an entire book. We can get to it another day, but Lavender Marriages, Tinseltown's Faux Marriages, long history of people who, married and or hooked up, especially in the, pre-code or after-code. Like, you just couldn't be a celebrity and be gay. You had to marry
some other beautiful starlet and hide everything.
You would
be blacklisted, and you would not, yes, you would not get the support of the studios.
Well, and Garbo, Dietrich, Rock Hudson.
For sure.
Yada, yada.
This goes way back. Well, and by the way, and I think that this is a real-life thing, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, there's always a little gender bending going on constantly left and right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the part about Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy is really great, too. All right, we'll do that Monday.
So, maybe Brad could be. Do you have a problem with it? Could you be in a marriage with a man?
No.
Oh, you could not.
Period. End of story. Could not be in a marriage.
You couldn't be in a marriage.
With a man either.
I understand.
The problem that I have with it is there go, a lot of my Brad fantasies.
Well, no, it just widens it. Everybody can enjoy them now. Hey, you can share.
I'm not sharing Brad Pitt with other men.
Thelma and Louise, which Brad Pitt do you like the most?
Oh,
the
that was a good one. That was my first Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's a
there
great one.
There he goes.
Oh, and a river
wait,
runs,
wait.
River
Let
runs
me quote
through
the
it.
Line. There he goes. I sure do like to watch him go.
Yeah.
And the camera's on his Levi clad butt walking away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a river runs through it, too. That was great.
Yeah. Hip waders. Woo, woo.
Dee, 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 dee. Yep, there's 50,000 watts behind this. You can hear this all over the western coast.
What?
Up and down the continent.
I have to say, my brother wrote a really hilarious book, and I'll give you a copy of it.
It's sitting here, and our heads are spinning.
We're fantasizing out loud on the radio. Called Brad Pitt Won't Leave Me Alone. About a crazy lady who fantasizes that Brad Pitt's actually stalking her. It's awesome.
Oh, this gets even better. So, by the way, check this one out. Just if you think that is something, what about this rumor? Are Jay-Z and Beyonce separating?
Keep hearing that. They're not digging each other.
Well, trash in, trash out tonight. Don't go away. The Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up will continue. We'll make more, everybody, on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Registered at 39forbc.org.
Memorial Day week is here, and Sleep Train's Mattress Price Wars event is better than ever. Hurry in for special savings available through Memorial Day only.
Stock up and save big with buy one, get one 50% off sheets and pillows. Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster are going head-to-head to save you up to $400.
Plus, get up to 4 years interest-free financing even on Tempur-Pedic and Eye Comfort on approved credit with 48 equal monthly payments required. Plus, save up to $300 on the Tempur-Pedic Breeze collection.
Add a movable base to any Tempur-Breeze and get a Visa gift card by mail worth up to $300. Don't miss special holiday week savings available only through Memorial Day. Hurry in, Sleep Train's Mattress Price Wars event ends soon.
For complete finance information and the store nearest you, visit sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon. And after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything. Foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234.
Tune in. License 245-291. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Oh, we're getting Drex sexy.
Go, Shania. Go, girl.
That don't impress me much.
Well, it should. That's because he doesn't want you anymore. He wants your husband. Now, we don't know that. That's not our story. That's Star Magazine.
Lock up your husbands, ladies. Yes. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's free. We don't know that. What about Jay-Z and Beyonce? This rumor from In Touch Weekly claimed Jay-Z and Beyonce are separating. A source says, quote, things have been terrible for a long time. Beyonce wants a trial separation. It's unclear if that trial would be free or if he would charge her like $20 a month like he does for Tidal, his new app. I'm just saying.
I totally forgot about that thing.
Yeah, I think everybody else did too.
It was a wreck.
Yeah, it seems like it is. Well, that's what you get when you're trying something and you're not in the... in the capital of the tech capital of the world.
Well, they made the hugest mistake of not doing freemium by offering a free version of it, and that's how you get people in. Remember, I tried it out for the audience and said I'd give a review, and so you could get it like free for a week, and I'm like, this just isn't happening. You know, we've got Pandora right here, Spotify. They're not offering anything new or better, and they're charging too much for it. Dead
well,
in the water.
I think Spotify is the hands down winner. Don't you think?
I like them both.
Okay. All right. But not Tidal.
Oh, Tidal's awful.
Honestly, I mean, I don't listen to any of them, so it doesn't matter to me. I listen to talk radio. So anyway, the source says they've tried therapy, but that's not working. Apparently, Jay-Z has been cheating. What? And Beyonce is fed up with that, so she's moving away. Oh, I don't know. I think we'd know the
Jay-Z
rumors about that.
Cheating?
Yeah, we would hear who that is. This is according to In Touch Weekly.
Look, I'm going to have a conniption. No one cheats on the Bay, right?
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, my God.
Here's what they do
I mean, he's
on the
so
Bay.
Lucky. He should, anyway, okay.
Well, you know, and then there was this story with Nicki Minaj and Beyonce. They released their video for Feeling Myself on Tidal, and there's a picture going around from the filming where Beyonce empties a bottle of expensive champagne into the hot tub. It's a bottle of Ace of Spades, and a single bottle can cost, if you know anything about Ace of Spades, anywhere from, I don't know, it's at least $300 to hundreds of thousands if you want the diamond-encrusted bottle. It's unclear how expensive the one on the video is, but in any event, people were freaked out online saying things like, quote, Beyonce pouring my college tuition fees down to the into the hot tub. And another one, even $1,000 could have completely changed someone's life and, you know, like change someone's life by sending them to college or maybe finally being able to eat lunch and seeing her pour out a $20,000 bottle of champagne into a pool is a slap in the face. For what it's worth, Jay-Z owns the champagne company.
So
I would think
he'll make more.
Yes, I'm sure she didn't pay for any of it.
And it was probably fake. They drank it, and then they put 7-Up in the bottle.
Right, and then it's free publicity. Come on, people. Don't be slow. All right. Rich ladies who get wife bonuses.
This will freak you out.
Yes, it's your new favorite demographic to hate.
Well, now be careful. We've probably got some wife bonus type people in the audience.
I'm sure we do.
Let's see.
And it's a lot of fun.
This is a Manhattan thing, but maybe there's some ladies in Marin.
Oh, come on, please. This goes on all the time.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I just heard
bonuses.
Of it now.
Okay, so let's go. Where did you find this, Gawker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a wife bonus.
It's been
I was told
recently.
Here's a little snippet. A wife bonus I was told might be hammered out in a prenup or a postnup and distributed on the basis, if not only how well her husband fund had done with her own performance, but how she managed the house budget, whether the kids got into a good school, the same way their husbands were rewarded at investment banks.
And it's Manhattan stay-at-home moms, of course, who devote themselves exhaustively to looking good and advancing their children academically and economically, and who are paid handsomely for it with actual financial bonuses.
Yes, that come from the husband.
So what are some of your first impressions about that? I mean,
well,
the P word pops up right away.
Oh, it's either barf or you go, girl.
Well,
I mean, if I could stay at home, live the life, live in large, and then I get a $10,000 bonus for being a nice wifey poo.
And you don't feel like a prostitute?
Yeah, but it's legal. And it's fun.
Oh, my God. I think this is really
Who
offensive.
Wants to put me on a leash?
This is offensive. And so, yeah, all you do...
No, I can understand why I can understand how other people can be offended by this. And that's why I started with saying this is the new demo you're going to love to hate. Because, yeah, basically, I mean, it's intense mothering and
social climbing and always looking good so that you set a good example and look like a perfect wifey when you go visit your husband at his job or go to a work party or a function or a charity, blah, blah, blah.
Here's where it goes off the rails. I think that the whole notion of the highly educated kept woman is so retrograde to a lot of people. I mean, that's where they lose their
mind.
And
it's like as soon as your, you know, right bun drops just a little bit, he's going to trade you in for somebody else. I don't know. It's offensive. I could never do anything like this.
Bank the money.
Huh?
You bank the money, honey.
Ugh, it's horrible. I like what the writer said. Is it pathetic self-imprisonment? Yes, that's exactly what it is. You could have had a career, you could have been somebody, but now you're somebody's wife who actually takes a check as a bonus for doing your quote-unquote job well? Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. Time out. This is Real Housewives of anywhere. Beverly Hills, New York, Orange County. These are all, you know, these women are very wealthy, and they just go out and have lunch, and then they fight and
argue
amongst
themselves.
They're not
wealthy. Their husbands are.
That's right. And they're living the life.
I know it's a lot of work managing the staff on both the Park Avenue place and the Hamptons, but you don't get a bonus for that. Your life is a bonus in a way. You don't work. You have cute children.
How much you want
to
bet?
And you never have to worry about anything.
For the 100 millionaires and the billionaires who live in the Bay Area, I'm sure they pay their wives handsomely. And I'm sure they don't say, hey, here's your wife bonus. Here's how you handle this. You don't call it that. You just say, honey, I appreciate what you do. Here's a check for 10 grand. Go, you know, go shop your heart out.
Oh, my God. So that makes it okay?
Yeah, that's
love.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. Are any of you out there, you wife bonus stay-at-home wealthy moms, call us and tell us what you think. How do you justify this in your brain?
808-0810. Or do you hate it?
Or if you don't want to go on the air, text us at 35253. Use the keyword Drex. I don't like it. Gilded cage. I mean, I have $1 million, but man, I got my freedom.
I don't know. If I loved the person on the other side And they had tons of money, and they wanted me to stay home and hang out and keep the house and write me big checks to go live the life.
It just makes me feel so ew.
I don't think I'd have a problem with it. Okay, we'll be back.
Give me money to be a good wifey.
Wife bonuses. We'll be back with the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
This is Mark Flagel, announcing a special Memorial Day weekend sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. Flagel's presents America's highest quality and most luxurious furniture from such respected makers as Stickley, Swaim, Baker, Marge Carson, and Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture. And as the premier Stickley furniture dealer, Flagel's is pleased to offer savings of 38 to 50% on all Stickley special orders this weekend only, including all Mission furniture. In fact, all of our furniture lines are specially priced during this Memorial Day weekend sale. With warm weather months approaching, Flagel's has a large selection of world-famous Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture now at remarkable prices. Don't delay. With price increases coming in a few weeks, now is the time to visit Flagel's and receive savings up to 50%. Flagel's Memorial Day weekend sale. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday Memorial Day. Live your dream at Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
It is 9:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, Bat Kid becomes a movie star.
Natalie called screaming, crying, and said, Miles has leukemia.
Warner Brothers Pictures today released the first trailer for Bat Kid Begins. And who in the Bay Area will ever forget the emotional story of the 5-year-old leukemia survivor who took over San Francisco for a day as his favorite superhero? Here's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
The documentary Bat Kid Begins follows the journey of 5-year-old leukemia patient Miles Scott, who, thanks to Make-A-Wish, got to live out his dream of saving Gotham.
We waited until the end of treatment to make his wish.
That I want to be the real Batman was his exact wish.
Because he's my favorite superhero.
The hashtags BatKid and SFBatKid reached more than 1.8 billion people that day on Instagram and Twitter, perhaps because, as the trailer puts it,
in healthy him to live this dream, we were saving ourselves.
Just hours after Warner Brothers released the trailer, it had tens of thousands of views. Familiar faces include President Obama.
And now to the playoff run of the once downtrodden Golden State Warriors.
Hands off to Harden. He's going to blast to the rim. Goes up. Pinned by Bogut.
The W's got big contributions tonight from center Andrew Bogut. 14 points, 5 block shots like that one on Houston superstar James Harden. But it was a late defensive stop by the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on Harden with a chance to win the game for the Rockets that sealed the Golden State victory. Curry on sister station KNBR.
I knew Klay had him squared up, and I just wanted to protect his left side. James liked to drive left and was able to kind of stand him up. And that's just the determination at that point to just not let him shoot. Hopefully it ran out of time, so I'm kind of speechless. Big win for us.
The win puts the Warriors up 2-0 in the best of 7 series, Game 3 Saturday in Houston. An earthquake in the North Bay tonight.
After you go through a 6.0 and your house starts to shake even just the littlest bit, you start to get a little bit nervous.
That is KGO 810 morning anchor Jennifer Jones-Lee talking about the 4.1 magnitude earthquake that hit near Yountville in the wine country tonight. Jennifer, like a lot of people in the North Bay, she lives in American Canyon off of I-80, more than nervous after that big 6.0 Napa earthquake last August.
I was just in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, the whole house started to shake, and I just noticed that the mirror in my bedroom started to kind of wiggle on the wall, and it wiggled for a few minutes. I mean, the whole thing couldn't have lasted maybe 2-3 seconds at the most.
Again, that earthquake registered 4.1, centered near Yountville in the wine country. And now the growing impact of that oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
There have been a number of dead animals recovered, lobsters, kelp bass, and other marine invertebrates.
More than 8,000 gallons of oily water has been collected, but that's still less than half of the 21,000 officials now believe actually made its way into the Pacific. Correspondent Jim Roop reports.
18 vessels are out in the water, raking, skimming, and sucking the oil out of the ocean. Another 300 people in hazmat suits are scooping up crude-covered sand, kelp, and rocks on the beach.
A 160-square-mile section of the Pacific is closed to fishing tonight. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Here's 49ers right guard, Alex the Rhino Boone, on Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. Before all-laser LASIK, there was nothing I hated more than my contact lenses and glasses. Except maybe New York! Sing me a song, New York!
Tired of the same old song with your glasses and contact lenses? Then see Dr. Scott Hiver, because now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by June 30th, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free based on your approved credit and required monthly payments. So call now to schedule your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747 or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
Woo! ER.com. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
We are coming up on 9:35 here on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. In Oakland, northbound 880, two things. Happy Dubs fans, plus an accident at 29th Avenue, it's on the right shoulder, have got you stop and go right now back to about Hagenberger. Nothing's changed in the city. San Francisco, of course, you're still at a near standstill on northbound 101 from the 280 split all the way up to the Skyway. If you're not planning to hop on the Skyway, you've got no issues past eastbound 80. But if you're getting on eastbound 80, it's going to be a wait up to at least 3rd Street. But from there, things pick back up. And if you're heading out across the lower deck, you've got almost no delays at all. Westbound direction still looking good. In Oakland, 24 eastbound, traffic is stop and go from 13 up to the Caldecott Tunnel, where it's minor delays through the tunnel. I've got no report of an accident or construction posted there, but I'll keep an eye on that for you. If you're planning to use the San Mateo Bridge, if you're coming across 92 eastbound from the peninsula, you've got minor construction slowdowns across most of the bridge. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants sweep the Dodgers today with another shutout, 4-0 at AT&T. A's lose to the Rays in Tampa, 3-0. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Pretty much a carbon copy of today on Friday. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We're going to see some light showers and drizzle again. Low to mid 50s in the morning. For the afternoon, upper 50s to low 70s with mostly cloudy skies for your Friday. Now Saturday, we'll see partly cloudy conditions, but the temperatures will come up a few degrees. Upper 50s to mid 70s. And as we get rid of the drizzle, Sunday you will notice that it's a little bit warmer. Low 60s to upper 70s.
And about the same on Memorial Day. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 57 degrees in Livermore. It's 55 Half Moon Bay, 56 in Santa Cruz, 59 in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
So we live in life like a video. Where the sun is always out and you never get old, and the champagne's always cold and the music's always good, and the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood, and they hop their pretty ass up on the hood of that pretty ass car without a wrinkle in today, cause there's no tomorrow, just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole
loves
lifetime.
Loves the Jay-Z
and it never ends, cause all we have to
with
do
Mr.
is
Hudson from Alphaville.
Stay in the moment, smoke some, drink some wine, reminisce, talk some forever young is in your mind, leave them off, they can't erase neither space nor time, so when the director yells cut,
Beyonce and Jay-Z have been together for quite some time as far as
in Hollywood years, yeah.
Hollywood years. For every year you get 10. Yeah, so
totally.
Whether they're together or not for much longer, I don't know, but maybe they'll work it out. We shall see. I've got more important things. So let's see. We've got some silliness to get to, some stupid news. Let me see. Where shall we start? Well, there's Jacinda. She's from Levittown, Pennsylvania, and she was having her sweet 16 birthday party Sunday night, and everything was going great till it started raining. But it was a nice day, so that was a problem. The sun was out, so why is it raining?
Oh, sun shower?
No. And then it started, things started falling from the sky.
On my party?
On her sweet 16 party. It started raining poo. Yes, the party attendees talking about an airplane dumping and messing up the birthday party.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my.
Right here. This was the spot. And out of nowhere from the sky comes a bunch of feces. Lands on here very hard. Landed on the baby seat that was here.
Just got done with cake, thank God. We took the cake back in because within 2 minutes, something fell from the sky. It was brown. It was everywhere. It got on everything.
I grabbed the hose, immediately start lining things up, and I took the canopy, put it in the lawn.
That's a good husband.
To start washing off.
It was gross.
I was eating cake, and then I just heard a big splat.
It looked like if 100 birds flew over and went to the bathroom all simultaneously, that's what it looked like.
Definitely not legal.
And everybody was not very happy.
And I have to tell you, the FAA is trying to figure out which plane and which airline did this. They are on the hunt. It is not legal. Airplanes have to get rid of their waste at airports. I think there are exceptions on overseas flights. I'm not a pilot, so I wouldn't know, but I think that's the exception. Unless it's an emergency and it has to go. Well,
you do it over the woods or mountains or ocean, not a birthday party.
Well, I mean, if you're going 500 miles an hour, that's quite a stretch.
Not really. Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah,
I'm so grossed out.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not the first time. So there's got to be a reason. Maybe there was an operational problem. But you think that the pilot would have owned up to that. All right. While we're on stupid news, we're on a roll here. So some people in West Virginia called 911 on Monday because they thought they saw a tiger on top of an SUV. Yes, a tiger.
Before long, I had a police cruiser behind me coming right up on me and then flipped on his lights. I already knew why, right? So I pulled over and, he came up kind of cautious. He was like, "It's not real." I was like, "No, it's not real." And he started laughing and he goes, "Okay, I need to take a couple pictures then for my dispatch and my buddies at the department." I was like, "Hey, have at it, you know." And so I took a few pictures with his car behind mine, you know, because it looks pretty cool.
So this dude, Connor, was driving along the road and a truck dumped out some trash and this big stuffed tiger fell out alongside the road, just like we have silly things falling out of on the freeways here all the time. He stopped and got the tiger. And somebody thought it was real. There's a real tiger on top of that SUV. Oh, bad news. You just never know what's going to happen in West Virginia. By the way, Jay-Z Jay-Z and Beyonce together 7 years. So they've been together 70 years.
Exactly.
That's a match made in heaven.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get any better than that. Now, this is just ridiculous. A new camera case straps you to your dog's chest and takes photos whenever its heart rate goes up. Yes, that's actually what sets off the camera.
Why?
Yeah, it's using Bluetooth to connect to a camera that's strapped to its chest. So, well, they're calling it heartography, but really it's photography. It's kind of stupid, isn't
it? Why? I mean,
walks are
thing?
Even better now because I can show people what I like, what I saw today, what I did, where I went, what I smelled, who I made friends with. I can show the world who I am through my photos.
This is a joke.
And that's the story of how I became a photographer.
Oh, that's horrible. That is the dumbest idea ever. These people are going to take such a bath.
Then go on Kickstarter and don't help them out.
Oh, my God. This is so dumb. You know what you're going to see? Other dogs' butts. Dog butt, dog butt, dog butt, dog butt.
And a lot of photos of the ground.
And other dogs' butts.
And by the way, this is not a GoPro, so it has nothing to do with GoPro.
Oh my God. It's another. I'm going to find the inventor and tell them how much I hate them. That is so stupid and foul. God, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, and Marty thought you were nice. Remember, we had Marty Nemko on.
I know,
last
but
hour.
He's not. He's always, whenever he's around, nice things are happening. Not dog butt cameras.
It's not a dog butt camera.
Yes, it is. It might as well be.
You know what? The GoPro works well enough. So if you really want to get, and haven't we seen enough from the dog's perspective already?
Hey, have you seen my dog's pictures on Instagram? hey, that looks like my dog's butt. Hey, he ate your curtains again.
I don't think it's going to work.
Oh, my God. Was that your Sunday newspaper? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of things that do work, is coffee nature's Viagra. Turns out it may be.
No, it's not.
While we're on stupid news. Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, that would be my guess.
I'm sure
everybody
you don't
drinks
another...
coffee well, at work and nobody's doozing well, it as far
no,
as I know.
No, it's there's just... Look, there's more to it than your caffeine addiction. And
do you have to put it someplace special?
Well, there's a hell of a perk. It might be in your pants. Yes, the study out of the University of Texas found that coffee just might be nature's Viagra. Men who drink around one or two cups a day are 42% less likely to go impotent. Men who drink three or four cups a day are 39% less likely. Impotent. Impotent. Sorry.
Shh. This is a very serious and impotent story. Okay. Quit making jokes. It's impotent.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did. Impotent. This is really impotent. Have some more coffee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This story is making me incontinent. Oh, my God.
Oh, so back to this. So even men with risks of erectile dysfunction, like being overweight or having high blood pressure, could fight it off with coffee. The researchers think the caffeine is really what makes it. Well, of course, it increases blood flow. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily a Viagra, but it keeps you from losing your regular erection.
Right, right. But a great example is how coffee and caffeine will get rid of a headache. Yeah, for a lot of people, anyway.
So, right. It's about blood flow. Okay, got it.
All right.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. The Viagra thing was a bit of an overstatement.
It's time for the...
What?
I got something really impotent to talk about. The good news.
Shh.
That's coming up next.
It's
so impotent. Don't go away. That's next on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810. God save me.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster kid look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate at sleeptrain.com today.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
It's Macy's Memorial Day sale with all furniture on sale, like these specials. The Amelia Leather Sofa, just $7.99. Save on the Tribeca Queen Bed, only $2.99. The Crestwood or Dovewood 7-Piece Dining Set, $9.99. And the Wentley 7-Piece Outdoor Dining Set, $9.99. Get special financing on a furniture purchase of $499 or more on your Macy's card. Plus, shop Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Time for the good news, and we were talking about coffee can be as good as very important, as important as Viagra.
Oh my God.
Turns out, check this out, Viagra, well, you know, we know what it's supposed to do, but it turns out there's a use that could be a miracle besides, you know, helping older gentlemen. And this is a big deal. It could be used to fight off malaria. Even though malaria isn't really a huge risk over here, there are more than 200 million cases and 500,000 deaths every year, mainly in Africa. And the scientists found Viagra literally stiffens the malaria cells in a person's bloodstream, which helps them get filtered out and stops them from spreading. This is for real. So the main reason malaria spreads is when a mosquito bites an infected person, then bites another person. But Viagra stops the mosquito from carrying it. And it's supposed to, they're heralding this as a quote, an astonishing discovery. The next steps are to do more testing and spreading out more Viagra around the areas where there's serious malaria risk.
If you're going to Africa or something, take some Viagra.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Let's see. So we want to thank our guests tonight. We had, we were talking about, this was such an interesting topic too, with Molly Kalin. And we were talking about social media and funerals in the 7 o'clock hour. And how it can be very useful, but, you know, you got to be very careful. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah, it's so brand
new. There's a protocol
new.
To it, yes.
It's happening as we speak, and I'm sure it's something that, you know, the walls are breaking down, I guess, and someday we'll be used to it, I'm sure.
The final frontier. But there's do's and don'ts. I mean, obviously, taking selfies or taking a picture at the funeral might piss off somebody that thinks it comes off as very crass from an older generation.
Yeah, don't be a jerk, obviously.
Right.
But what don't being a jerk means is different between you and me. You know?
And we're finding that people are actually posting pictures on Facebook of the casket or the service and things like that. Or, you know, next they'll be meerkatting or periscoping.
Could
the
be a
memorial
little odd.
Service.
Could be a little odd, yeah.
Yeah. And also in some ways it's good because of social media and the internet. Those who are not able to attend, it can be Skyped to them, the memorial service or whatever, and they can join in even though they're thousands of miles away.
Yeah, that's the upside for sure.
Okay, and we also want to thank our career genius, Marty Nemko. That was great talking
about.
What did I learn?
I learned so much.
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing is to be yourself, but he had some great tips when we talked about LinkedIn and how to use those social media job sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really important stuff.
One of his bottom line things that he always goes back to is being genuine, but he also gave us a lot of garbage terms to throw out and leave out of your resume, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, on Monster or LinkedIn. Yeah, because everybody thinks that you should be using those words and you shouldn't. So, yeah, go back to our 8 o'clock hour if you go to KGORadio.com and you can listen to the podcast.
But my favorite thing was how to have a meeting that doesn't suck.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Because people won't stand that long.
Yeah, it'll be much more dynamic, too.
Right.
You'll be like, okay, we're running. We're out the door.
Yeah, ready to go. All right. So let's see here. What else do we got? Well, I think we've thanked it. Oh, Maureen is going to be in tomorrow night. Maureen Langan.
Right.
Yes, she'll be
in. Me and Maureen partying. You partying, but not here with us. It's Est
Probably.
Fest.
Yeah, so... Hopefully it won't be like last week, although because there was a slight earthquake tonight in the North Bay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the small
town?
Okay, yes, it was a 4.0. Well, thanks to having a little bit of Cabernet last week, I actually bought my earthquake preparedness kit, so that was a good thing.
And you shop for weird stuff when you're drunk.
Well, oh, look, you know, I just text my significant other. She says, well, turns out that was a good idea. But the only thing is, and I got the kit. There is a kit that lasts 72 hours for two people, and that's what you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. All right. And you can buy this on Amazon, and it came. But you need water. Now, that's a problem.
Must add water.
Yes, you got to add water. All right.
Buy bottles of water. But you... Yeah, that sounds good. And Viagra.
A box of wine.
That would be the Drexler
quick. Can you help me with the Xanax?
Big jug wine. That was John Libertini, our news guy.
That was great.
I would think that if you were up late at night and you'd had a couple cocktails, you'd be more like the next week, you'd be like, oh, here comes the FedEx guy. What's this? I ordered these shoes.
Yes, that did happen.
I ordered these drugs from Canada?
No, I don't need to do that. But Lobo, if you can help me out with the Xanax, that would be nice.
Just get it from Canada.
We could turn wine into water.
I have a feeling Lobo's not taking the day off tomorrow.
I'm a good Catholic boy.
Oh, you're what?
I said I'm a good Catholic boy.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's,
you can drink wine.
That's a tongue-in-cheek remark.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows that Catholic boys and girls aren't very well behaved.
Oh,
does your long weekend start soon? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Oh, are you reading between the lines here? No.
Yeah, you're having kind of a weekend kind of attitude. So you're going to be here with me and Maureen tomorrow night.
Yes. No. Drex talks about his earthquake kit, and I'm like, you know what? That kit's going to need a whole lot more to take care of Drex than whatever it was that Amazon sent.
That is true.
A box of wine, some Xanax, I don't know, a Rubik's Cube.
You do have a nose for news.
No, but guess what else I ordered? A whole case of ramen.
Oh, God.
Do you have water in a hot plate, too? You're going to need that.
No, but we have the grill, but I don't know if the gas would be working.
No.
But I have a whole case of, this really did happen with the box. I'm like, oh, God, what's in this box? A whole case of ramen noodles.
Canned goods.
I know.
And a propane-powered grill burner thing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm here to serve, Drex.
Thank you very much. That was very useful, John Libertini. Have a great evening, everybody. I have something very important to get to. Because I'm off until Tuesday.
I have an important meeting.
Yes, meeting to get to. All right. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, and I'll join you again on Tuesday. All right. On KGOA10. Good evening.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99.
Offer relevant SKU 645929 in store and online. It's $5.23 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
We'll be right back.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com. A Cumulus Station.